Eversharp presents Take It or Leave It, starring Gary Moore. Time to sharpen your wits with Eversharp. Presented by Eversharp, manufacturers the famous Eversharp Precision Writing Instrument, and Eversharp Chicken Injector Razors and Blades. Take It or Leave It, the most exciting game you ever played. The game that doubles in interest with every question asked. The game with a giant jackpot race. Well, friends, when you take your first look at the star of our show tonight, you'll know right away that it's April. The devil grass on the top of his head is beginning to turn green. And here he is, Gary Moore.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much, Ken Niles, for nothing, incidentally. And, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. A very happy April the 4th to you all.
Say, this is really a month, isn't it? April is the month for cork chips.
Yeah, I know that, Ken. All this month, they've been trying to ship John L. Lewis to court. But I know what this... That's a political-type joke thought with no significance. Ignore it. But I know what you mean, Ken. This is the time of year for romance. Why, as I went walking through the woods this morning, I heard two voices saying... I love you. Ouch. I love you. Ouch. I love you. Ouch. What was that? Two porcupines necking.
Oh, yes, it's spring, all right. And not only that, Gary, it's leap year, too. Do you realize that all over the country, girls are proposing marriage to boys?
Yes, and with the new draft situation, do you know a lot of the boys are accepting? In spring or high water, we must forge ahead with a large game of take it or leave it.
Well, I agree. This week, our second guesser's microphone is set up at the bedside of former Staff Sergeant George Engel at the Birmingham Veterans Administration Hospital in Van Nuys, California.
That's great. We'll give him a call when the time comes. Meanwhile, let's extend a welcoming hand to our first contestant, who tonight is Mrs. Rosalind Krauss of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Very nice of you to come all the way from Philadelphia just to help us sell pencils. You know that, don't you?
Well, it's nice to be here.
You know, I heard, listening to Fred Allen tonight on the way down to work, listened to him every Sunday. Bless him, he's so wonderful. He had a wonderful, wonderful remark. Somebody, what was the, I can remember the gag. Well, they said that pretty soon there will be no, the animals will completely overcome the human beings and there will be no people left. And somebody said, well, what will the world be like with no people? He said, it'll be like Philadelphia on a Sunday.
Nice thing to say.
You agree with that, Mrs. Clark?
No, I don't.
If Fred Allen is listening in, take that.
Yeah.
I guess that fixed him. Well, how do you feel about playing Take It or Leave It tonight, Mrs. Clark?
Well, I think it should be fun.
Good. You don't have to, you know. We can go backstage and shoot crap or something.
Yeah.
Let's try it, shall we?
Sure.
All right, what category do you want to talk about?
18.
Number 18, the last one in the book, huh? All right, this is called Women's Colleges, Name the State. In what state is each of the women's colleges? Did you go to college, Mrs. Clark?
No, I didn't.
You didn't? You know something about them?
Well, I think so.
Well, there's one of them in here I know you're going to know. All right, for $1, where is Smith?
That's in Massachusetts.
Is right for $1. You have it, absolutely. Well, I have an idea that we're $64 poorer already.
Well, I hope so.
All right, you got one. Shall we go for two?
Uh-huh.
All right, for $2, Wellesley. Where is Wellesley?
Wellesley is in Massachusetts.
That's right, for Eversharp at $2. Oh, good. Do you want to go for four? Please say yes.
Mm-hmm.
All right. This one you've got to know. Where is Bryn Mawr?
Philadelphia, outside of Philadelphia.
That's right. The state is Pennsylvania for $4. All right, you got four. Do you want to go for eight? From here on in, I'm guaranteeing nothing. You're on your own.
Oh, all right.
All right. Skidmore. Where is Skidmore?
Skidmore, I think it's in...
Well, give me a hint what's on your mind. What does the state start with?
I think an N.
Say, you're right, you know. What do you think it is?
I think it's in New York.
It is, for $8. Yeah. You are. All right, you got eight. You want to go for 16?
Yeah.
For $16, where is Bennington? Bennington College for Women.
It's in the South, I think.
Oh.
Uh, Bennington.
Bennington, yes.
Bennington.
You would be awfully wrong in that direction, I'll tell you that, Mrs. Claus.
Well, it's either Massachusetts or New Hampshire.
I don't know. I was...
I'm warm?
Well, in this... Yes, you're warm, only it's colder up there. I mean, it's... One more guess, Mrs. Claus. You've had four so far as I count back. Bennington?
Massachusetts.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's not the answer, Mrs. Claus. Thanks so much. We'll stick around for the debt. Fall down, but it gives our second guesser his first chance to stand up and be counted. Tonight, friends, our second guesser's microphone is installed at the bedside of former Staff Sergeant George Engel at the Birmingham Veterans Administration Hospital in Van Nuys, California. Every time one of our regular contestants fails to answer a question correctly, George Engel will not only get a chance to answer that question, but to go on and complete the category, thus copying himself the top prize. He will stay at his microphone throughout the show, and every time a regular contestant fails, he gets another crack at the purse strings. So let's send a warm greeting way across the San Fernando Valley to Ward D1 South at Birmingham Veterans Administration Hospital and George Engel. Hello, George. Can you hear me?
Yeah, fine.
Yeah, there's a man who knows his own mind. Tell us something about yourself, George. How old are you?
I'm 25, girl.
You're 25?
Yeah.
Where's your hometown?
Small town Tabor, Iowa.
What again?
Tabor, Iowa.
Tabor, Iowa?
Yeah.
Do they know that you're going to be on the show tonight out there in Tabor?
Yeah, they know.
Oh, isn't that wonderful? Suppose they're listening in, huh?
I imagine they're all gathered around the radio.
Are you married, George?
Yes.
Where's your wife tonight?
In London, England.
Now, I don't follow this. Now, who's she trying to get away from? You or your in-laws in Tabor? What is your wife doing in London?
She went over there to see her folks.
She's an English girl?
That's right.
Well, where'd you meet her?
In London.
Well, I mean, where? During the last war?
Yes.
Oh, that's wonderful, George. When's she coming back?
Soon, I suppose.
Well, say, listen, I'll tell you what, Hattie, will you take a note? Let's make a record of this show for George Engel so that he can save it. When his wife comes back, she can hear it, okay? Okay, George, I'll tell you what also, it looks like you got stuck with a kind of tough category here. We'll carry on with it. Mrs. Claus went down on the $16 question, which is, where is Bennington College? Have you any idea of the answer?
Oh, I'm not, I don't go to women's colleges.
All I can say is, you foolish boy, you. A lot of good places where a girl can get educated nowadays. And Smith and Wellesley, the balcony of her local movie theater. You got any ideas on the answer?
I think it's in Vermont.
You couldn't be right. It's for $16. All right, George, you want to go for 32?
Women's College. Yeah, go ahead.
This guy is dying out there. I don't blame him. This is a horrible category for a guy to get. Vassar. Where is Vassar? I'll give you this hint. The answer has already been given tonight. I mean by that, it's the same answer that was given for one of the other questions.
Must be in,
Do me a favor. Don't say Massachusetts. That's
No,
difficult.
I won't.
Dear.
Ohio?
Oh, yes. You got any ideas?
No, I haven't.
Oh, dear. Take a guess. I'll tell you what. Take a guess and say New York. What's your answer?
New York.
That's right, boy. I shouldn't give this much help, but any guy who gets stuck with this thing deserves it. Women's colleges. Do you want to go for 64? I'll tell you this. I can't give you any help on this last one. You can take your 32 and sit down. Oh, you're lying down, aren't you? Stay there, or you can go for the 64. What do you want to do?
Let's try it. I mean, I haven't lost anything so far.
Well, you could lose 32, you know. It's as good as in the bank. All right, you want to go up with 64?
Yeah, go ahead.
Where is Goucher College?
Goucher.
Did I hear you say you take the 32?
Yes, I...
All right, you have $32. Kills my local pride. Goucher is in Maryland, my home state. Oh, goodness, I run around with Goucher girls as a kid. Well, where am I? I'm up to our next contestant, Mr. Edward Kelly of Chicago, Illinois. Hello, Mr. Kelly. How are you?
Pretty good, Mr. Moore.
You are not the Ed Kelly from Chicago.
No, sir. No, no, no.
Right, I thought I was going to have to vote for you before you got out of here. You married, sir?
Yes, sir.
Is your wife here with you tonight?
Yes, she's down there in the audience.
Is it awful high up to marry him to just follow you around all the time?
You can't get away out here, anyway.
Mr. Kelly, what category do you want to talk about?
Number 10.
Number 10. All right, let's see how you come along. And at this call, presidents, which came first? Each of these questions consists of the names of two presidents. You are to tell me which came first, and I must warn you that I can only give you one answer on these questions for obvious reasons, because if this one's got to be the other, okay? For $1, which came first, Harding or Coolidge?
Harding.
Is right, Harding. $1. Harding in 1921, Coolidge followed him in 23. You have $1. Do you want to go for $2, Mr. Kelly? All right, for $2, which came first, Johnson or Jackson?
I think I knew that, Jackson.
Jackson is right, whatever shot for $2. Yeah. Johnson was in the White House in 1865, and Jackson was in the White House way back in 1829. BNB. That's before the new balcony.
Monroe.
You what?
Monroe, didn't he?
He followed Monroe?
I think so.
Well, let's take the next question, shall we? Someday they were going to embarrass me by asking me something that wasn't on the paper. Well, not this. I'm dead, Mr. Kelly.
I'll only buy two questions, Mr. Moore.
The only difference between me and a moron is that I've got a paper in my hand. All right, you got $2. Do you want to go for four?
Yes, sir.
All right, which came first, Jefferson or Madison? Jefferson?
I'm going to take a chance on Jefferson.
You would be right with every shot for $4. You want to go for eight, Mr. Kelly?
Yes, sir.
All right, for $8, Cleveland or Taft?
Cleveland.
Cleveland is right, whatever shot for $8. You know your subject, all right. All right, go. You want to go for 16?
Please.
For $16, which came first, Arthur or Fillmore? Take your time, I don't know. Don't worry. Arthur or Fillmore?
Wouldn't be Chester, would it?
What'd you say?
I said it wouldn't be Chester, would it?
Is that your answer? I don't know.
I'm going to take a chance on you, Arthur.
The answer is Fillmore. I'm awful sorry, sir, and thank you very much. Another crack at it for our second guesser, George Engel, who's sitting by his bedside microphone out of Birmingham Veterans Hospital. So far, George, you've won $32. Let's see how Lady Luck treats you this time. Obviously, the answer to that one was Fillmore, so I'm going to have to give you an alternate question for $16, okay?
Okay.
All right, who came first, Pierce or Van Buren?
Let's call Van Buren.
You would be right with every shot for $16. You want to go for 32, George?
Yeah, yeah. Go
All right,
ahead.
For 32, who came first, Tyler or Polk? I said, who came first, Tyler or Polk? I said, who came first? Polk.
I heard you.
What's your answer?
I'm thinking.
Listen very carefully. Who came first? Or Pope?
Tyler. Tyler, guy.
Oh, no coaching from the audience. All right, you got $32. Do you want to go for 64?
I got 64 now.
You have it. 32 you got in the last category. Do you want to try to up that?
Yeah, let's go.
All right, which came first, John Adams or John Quincy Adams?
What? John Adams.
What did you say? John is right for $64. For you, George. Friends, I'll be back in a moment with another contestant, but first, here's important writing news for everyone.
Imagine a pen as small as this.
Imagine? It's hardly any longer than my lipstick.
Yet it opens to a full-size pen that writes on and on and on with full ink supply. That's the sensational Kimberly Popcat, newest member of the Eversharp pen family. When closed, you can drop it safely into any pocket. Shirt, vest, coat, trousers. Yet it opens to a full-size pen that writes on and on and on without refilling. It's velvet smooth point, rolls ink on drop. I carry my Kimberly Pocket everywhere, on business, vacation, even when golfing.
My Kimberly's adorable. It's the first and only pen small enough, smart enough, and safe enough for my handbag. And you can have your choice of high fashion colors that actually make it a costume accessory. In colors as exotic as sea green, daffodil yellow, lacquer red, royal blue, English violet, and petal pink.
For you men, Eversharp's Kimberly Pocket is available in handsome solid colors, too. Black, white, blue, green, maroon. With chrome band, it's only $4.95. With 14-carat gold-filled band, only $7.50. Federal tax included. See it. Write with it. Buy your new Kimberly Pocket pens tomorrow.
Thanks very much, Ken Isles and Company. And now, ladies and gentlemen, this is Jerry Moore again with another section of Take It or Leave It. Our next contestant is Miss Mamie Desjardins. Desjardins, is that her? Desjardins.
Desjardins, that's correct.
Of Los Angeles. I'm afraid I still haven't got that pronunciation correct.
Desjardins.
Desjardins.
Yes.
Awfully nice to see you, Mr. Desjardins. Is it Miss or Mrs.?
Mrs.
It's Mrs. Desjardins. Is Mr. Desjardins here with you?
No. I've been a widow for 20 years.
Oh, really? I'm sorry to hear that. Well, see, I'll tell you what, though. Now, usually, when we have married ladies up here, we have their husbands come up to stand by and to make them feel more comfortable. Do you feel more comfortable with a big, strong man?
No.
You wouldn't?
I'm all right alone.
Really? Well, I'll tell you, there is a fellow who's been hanging around in the wings for a couple of weeks here. Looks very lonesome. You, young man with the red hair, come out and stand by this lady. You, boy. Young man with the red hair.
Oh,
you mind coming? What is your name, young man?
My, the eyes of Texas is on you, isn't it?
This, ladies and gentlemen, in case you haven't gathered by his voice, is Red Skelton. Oh, I know that you know. I was explaining to our listening audience. Yeah. Red, what you doing? Rehearsing your show across the hall?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
For next Tuesday?
Yeah, for Tuesday night.
How's it look?
Well,
I know how that is.
We have a preview, see? Then we pick out what all the good jokes. We just, you know, sort of throw them to one side. And then the whole show stinks, but, you know.
It never does when I...
It ain't good, but it's clean.
Jeff, you want to help Mrs. Desjardins get through this category?
Sure.
Oh, all right. All right, Mrs. Desjardins. What category do you want to talk about?
I'll take 9.
Category number 9. All right, let's see what happens with this. Red, stand by. Yep. Oh, fine. You ready, Red?
Oh, I'm ready. Yep. You know, we could louse you up and take that away from you and ask you to play.
Quit right now. This is called, you're going to love this, Red. This is called Name the Flower. Each of these questions can be answered by naming a flower for $1. What flower do you associate with Holland, Mrs. Desjardins?
Hollyhock.
Tulip. Tulip is right for $1. You know? Do you agree with that, Clem?
Yes, yes. I didn't really know the answer. I just sort of smelling around.
You got $10 you want to go for two, Mrs. DeJardin? All right. What flower was this song written about?
Peach, apple blossom
time. Apple
blossom time. Beautifully played, Cookie. See, I can almost smell the apple blossoms.
I got two wiggling like the worm in the apple.
You got $2, Reg. Should you go for four?
Yeah.
Go for four, huh? All right, here you go. From what?
I think he's going to go for less than that. He's getting kind of peaked. He knows it, so I'm with you.
That's going to help a lot. From what flower is the drug opium obtained?
Poppy.
The poppy is right for $4.
I was going to say mommy, but...
That would have been wrong. For $4, you're lucky. You want to go for $8?
Yes.
For $8, what flower are you as shy as when you're shy? Mrs. DeJardin, have you any idea?
You take it. It's all yours.
Violet is right with every shot for $8. You got $8. You want to go for $16?
All right,
for $16. Okay. What is the
flower of France? A fleur-de-lis.
The fleur-de-lis is right within the shop.
So I should have known that. Parlez-vous français?
Oh, yes.
Chevalier coupe up the dick your highway.
You got 16. You want to go for 32? For 32. What flower symbolizes Scotland?
Heather
is right. Whatever shop
I only came in because it's raining out.
It's got $32. You want to go for 64, Mrs. DeJardin?
Yes.
All right. What flowers do most brides carry? Orange blossoms is right for $64.
Just a minute, lady. I want half.
Don't forget your pen and pencil, Fat Mr. Scott.
Cigarettes with me, and I'm dead.
That brings us to our next contestant, who is Mr. William Wittenberg of Los Angeles. Nice to see you. We're going to have to hurry along a little bit. You know, our program is followed by the Philip Harris Show starring Morris Height, and we've got to hurry along. May I ask you, by the way, what you received as a gift tonight?
A beautiful Pennington, Eversharp Pennington, repeater pen and pencil set.
An Eversharp Skyline pen and repeater pencil set. And may I remind you that this new pen has an extra large 14-karat gold nib point for smooth, skip-proof writing. Okay, what category do you want to go for?
One.
All right, old Cookie, stand by. This is called Orchestra, Famous Encores. All of these songs are old-time hits that have achieved the second popularity in the past few years. Right now, we'll have them played for you by Cookie Fairchild and his It's Always Fair Weather When They Finish Together Orchestra. You tell me how many you know.
April Shower
just right for $1. Let's move in a little closer and talk a little louder, Mr. Wittenberg. You have $1. Do you want to go for two?
Yes, sir.
All right, for $2, Cookie.
Harvest Moon.
Shine on the Harvest Moon. It's bright. Let us talk for $2. How you coming along, all right?
Very well, thank you.
All right, you want to go for four?
Please.
Here we go for $4, Cookie.
The best things in life are free.
Couldn't be more right for $4. George, you're smart. What's your occupation, Mr. Wittenberg?
I'm a window washer, sir.
You're a window washer?
Yes, sir.
Where?
Here in Los Angeles and Hollywood.
That must be a pretty good job, a window washer in Hollywood, you know?
Well, I make it pretty well.
I mean, where are the windows that you want?
In houses and in office buildings.
Mm-hmm.
Stores.
That sounds kind of interesting, you know. I was reading in the paper the other day about the thing that scientists are working on. They're going to make dresses for women out of glass. You shouldn't be looking forward to that. As a window washer, you'll have quite a time. You got $4, Mr. Wittenberg. Do you want to go for $8?
Yes, sir.
All right, Cookie,
yes.
Here we go. that's not the answer. We're going to have to ask you to stick around for the jackpot question. Thank you very much. The old Veterans Hospital tonight. Once again, our second guesser gets to Aries Knowledge. So come in, George Engel, from your bedside mic at Birmingham Veterans Hospital. Let's see how you do. You know the name of that tune?
I Was Pregging My Heart.
Was right for $8. We're going to have to hurry along. You want to go for 16, George?
Yeah.
All right, listen.
I'm looking over a four-leaf clover.
He's right for $16. Right. Why do you want to go for 32?
Yeah.
All right, listen carefully. Tonight we have the sum of $256 in the jackpot, if Skelton didn't steal it, and all of the contestants are going to race for it. The first one with the right answer gets the whole amount, and if nobody wins, the money will be added to next week's jackpot. I'll be back in a jiffy with that $256 jackpot question, but first, a word to you men.
Men, here's an announcement of the most sensational money-saving offer in all shaving history. Yes, Eversharp Schick and Colgate, the two greatest names in shaving, have teamed together to save you plenty. Listen to all you get. An Eversharp Schick Injector Razor. World's only razor with automatic blade changer. No blades to unwrap. Fingers never touch the blade. Just push, pull, click, click. Change blades that quick. Value $1. An Eversharp Schick Injector with 10 blades. Super keen, super smooth blades that give far more shaves per blade. Leaves your face feeling refreshed. A whopping big cube of that wonderful clean shaving, fine textured Colgate shave cream, either brushless or lather. All three for only 89 cents. You mean an Eversharp Schick Injector razor? The razor that banishes forever the four biggest shaving nuisances? 10 blades and a large size tube of Colgate shave cream? All for 89 cents?
Right. All three for 89 cents? Why, that's a saving of almost $1.
Right again. But take warning, this miracle value offer is made for a limited time only. It may never again be repeated. Don't you miss out. For the greatest shaves you've ever had, be sure, absolutely sure, you get your Super Economy Eversharp Schick Colgate combination package tomorrow. Only 89 cents at your favorite shaving supply store.
Okay, this is Jerry Moore again, friends, with our jackpot question, which tonight is worth $256. Remember, friends, this is strictly a race. Every contestant has an equal chance. If a regular contestant here on our stage gets the answer first, you will hear a bell. And if Sergeant George Engel gets the answer first, you'll hear a whistle from the hospital. So get out your Eversharps, get ready. Here's the $256 jackpot question. What state is called the Centennial State? Nobody won, and so the $256 jackpot money will be added to next week's jackpot. The jackpot question was, what state is called the Centennial State? And the answer is Colorado. Well, that doesn't sound again. I guess you were a great second guesser tonight, George Engel, and give our regards to all the guys out there in the hospital, will you?
I'll do that, Gary. I'm flop.
You're welcome, boy. And don't forget to tune in next week, friends, to another session of Take It or Leave It. Until then, this will be Gary Moore saying bye-bye. Bye, Eversharp. This is Ken Niles saying good night for Eversharp.
Man, when you buy the money-saving Eversharp Schick Colgate combination deal for only 89 cents, pick up an extra injector of those better-than-ever Eversharp Schick blades. With an extra injector of blades on hand, you'll be sure not to run out of them. Remember, 10 Super Keen Super Smooth blades, 50 cents. 20 blades, only 75 cents.
This is NBC, the national broadcasting company.